The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Dr. Josh Axe joins Wellness Wednesdays to discuss natural remedies found in God's creation.
And our bodies want to heal. We just tend to need to change the environment. Connecting with God and prayer and these things, they actually change our internal environment. People don't realize how our thoughts actually impact our physical body. And there are things like things that we eat, essential oils, all of those things that actually impact our thoughts and our mind, which can then affect our body.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Tammy Trent is with me.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So you've seen natural remedies, right?
I have.
It's good stuff, right? This is like an encyclopedia.
It's unbelievable. Like anything you could think of,
right.
It is in this book.
The subtitle is Ancient Nutrition. Well, Ancient Nutrition is also an organization co-founded by our guest today, Dr. Josh Axe. Josh, great to have you on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So glad you're back.
Here's the amazing thing about natural remedies. We've gotten so much wonderful feedback from our viewers who have picked this up because it's an encyclopedia mm-hmm. of how I can improve my health mm-hmm. just by what I eat.
Yeah.
Why was this such a revolutionary thing for you and Jordan when you guys put this together?
Well, you know, I love reference manuals, and I use them all the time when it comes to, hey, what should I eat for this, or what essential oil should I use for this, or what herb for this? And so as much as anything, I wrote this book with Jordan because we wanted a reference manual for ourselves, for our families. Mm-hmm. We had something that people requested. People asked me a lot of questions about herbs and essential
right.
oils
yeah.
and some of those products. And so we ended up just saying, hey, let's write a book on it. And we put together a book all about, again, herbs, essential oils, natural medicine for healing. Mm-hmm. And the popularity has just been mind-blowing. I mean, I use it myself today because sometimes I forget things. And I'll look at, okay, what's the best thing to do if my kid has a rash, or what's the best thing to do if I've got diabetes or hypothyroidism or whatever it might be. I need to support with my blood sugar, or I need to bring down stress or get better sleep at night. And so we put together the book here so people can kind of quickly thumb through and say, okay, what are the top five things I can do in order to help my body heal naturally? And we also really tie this into the Bible. You know, the Bible talks about using herbs and wood and essential oils and different things like that. In fact, there's even something in the Bible called the holy anointing oil, mm-hmm. which, you know, it's referenced in Timothy. Hey, if you're sick, go to the elders
yes.
of the church,
yes.
have them anoint your head with oil,
yeah.
pray for you for healing. That holy anointing oil was cinnamon oil, cassia oil, myrrh oil, olive oil that were used in there. So anyways, we wanted to create a biblical reference guide when it comes to different types of herbs and spices and oils when it came to healing.
What do we get when we look at natural remedies as far as the reliability, really? Because I think that's a big question.
Yeah.
It's interesting because sometimes people think that maybe Western medicine today is more accurate than ancient forms of medicine or even the Bible. And the reality is it couldn't be further from the truth. I just want people to think about it like this. Let's not even use the Bible as the example because that's ultimate authority and truth. Let's talk about Western medicine, how long that's been around and how long Eastern medicine's been around, or Greek medicine, or just all of historical medicine. Our Western medicine today has been around probably about 150 to 200 years, and it's based on something called double-blind placebo studies, which can be very accurate. The problem is, I did a podcast episode recently where I went into the data around how accurate studies are. On average, 51.6% of studies are not accurate.
Wow.
So we tend to think, so more than half, so we tend to think, well, If a study is done, it's absolutely reliable and accurate. One of the things they found is that because the pharmaceutical companies oftentimes have such great influence, it creates a bias there.
Yeah.
People can
mm-hmm.
cherry pick data. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things. And if somebody looks up something today like, is red meat healthy? You can find 100 studies showing it's not, and 100 studies
yes.
showing it's
exactly.
an amazing yes. food.
Exactly.
Because they don't decipher in these studies, is it 100% grass-fed and organic, or is it conventional grain-fed GMO? It's very different. So all that being said, I think if you look at the ancient medicine, it's been around for over 4,000 years, and it's been proven by millions of individual case studies. Mm-hmm. Where today, it's not been around as long. So what I tend to do, now, I tend to like to combine both. I look at sort of the historic medicine, what does that say? And then I'll look at some of the Western science and say, okay, does this align? Mm-hmm. And then use those two things together to inform me to make the best possible decision.
Talk about the digestive system.
Sure.
Why is that so important? And is it connected, the importance of it connected to the different organs inside of us?
Right. Yeah. Well, even historically, going way back, we know Hippocrates said all disease begins in the gut.
Really?
And
okay.
So, yeah. And so, well, if you think about it, okay, you eat food. What's the first thing? It's the first thing that it really touches, I mean, our mouth. And so it starts to go through our digestive system. And so it's the first line of organ systems that's impacted. And your gut is responsible for absorbing and assimilating those nutrients and then basically redistributing it via the bloodstream out to every cell, tissue, and organ of your body. Okay. If your digestive system is not healthy, you don't absorb nutrients. So now every single organ in your body is going to be depleted. And so really that's why it's ground zero for your health. Another thing people don't realize is the bacteria in your gut, we're made up of about 37 trillion cells. Well, they're probably close to 100 trillion cells gut bacteria we have.
Wow.
So we've got more bacteria in our gut than cells in our body.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's really, really profound. And our gut bacteria even manufactures vitamins and nutrients if it's healthy. So gut issues tend to be the single biggest factor affecting people. I'll give you another example of this. Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Mm. When somebody hears that, they think, well, that's a thyroid issue or an autoimmune issue. What really is an issue that begins in the gut, because 70% of your gut, it makes up your immune system, and that's the number one causative factor of a condition like that. So really, it's a big deal.
Can you heal your gut?
You can. So here's the biggest mistake people make with their gut health. They eat a lot of, when they're trying to be healthy, these are people that are already semi-healthy, they try and eat a lot of salads and raw foods. It's the worst thing for the gut.
Really?
The gut wants soups. It wants warming foods. It wants steamed vegetables and grass and organic meat. And also we need more probiotics. 80% of our antibiotics today are not given to humans, they're given to our livestock. So if somebody's not eating organic meat, they're actually getting lots of antibiotics through the meat they're consuming, or hand sanitizers, or cleaner, household cleaners. I mean, so most people's gut bacteria is totally depleted. Historically, for food preservation, people got more probiotics in their food because it kept foods good longer from going bad.
Right.
And so, you know, if somebody's going to take one thing, taking a high dose of probiotic supplement is probably the most beneficial, along with drinking lots of bone broth and soups. What I would say is if somebody really wants to move the needle with probiotics in their gut health, you should go to your local farmer's market and get raw, organic, grass-fed kefir or sheep's milk yogurt or coconut yogurt, or eat a lot of sauerkraut and kimchi, and then take maybe a high-quality probiotic supplement.
My big question out of that whole conversation was, does Texas chili count as soup and broth?
Well, you know, if there's a lot of beans in it, those are prebiotics, which actually can be maybe
okay,
beneficial.
Okay. Just one of the many topics covered in Natural Remedies, Ancient Nutrition. Another big one that I'd like to ask you about, because you just spent a lot of time talking about essential oils and carrier oils.
Yeah.
And I think when we talk about health, we go, okay, diet's obviously a big part of that. Where do the oils come into play?
Yeah. Well, essential oils most impact our olfactory system or our skin. And our olfactory system is really connected to our nervous system, which is most connected to our memories and our mood. And one of the greatest factors that people tend to overlook is how their mind affects their body. So we have something called our mind-body connection. And this is why I truly believe this. Our spiritual and mental health impacts our physical health more than food. So I think physical health, and I think nutrition is very important. But I think our mindset and our mood is even more important. And 80% of doctors' visits today are stress-related.
Yeah.
And so if somebody could diffuse an oil like spikenard in the Bible, which is a relative of lavender, or lavender today, or citrus oils, or floral oils, they've been shown in medical studies to reduce cortisol, to reduce stress. And so there's no doubt it's going to have a positive physical impact on the health. In fact, there's a study at Vanderbilt University. Now, I live in Nashville, and they looked at people pre and post surgery and how oils affected them. And it actually reduced the stress of both the nurses and the patients around the time of surgery and after surgery, supporting their recovery. So there's no doubt that if you can enhance your mood, lower stress, lower cortisol, balance your hormones via your olfactory system, which impacts your brain, it's going to be correlated with more physical health. And I think so there's a lot of oils for that. There's great oils for sleep, like chamomile and lavender. And there are a few oils you can do internally, like ginger oil, which is good for the digestive system. So there are some that you can do internally.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, when you said internally, how do you use them? Is it like, you know, put a little here at night, or when you say chamomile, or am I burning it in my room?
I think one of the best places is right here in your neck.
So literally taking the oil.
Neck and wrist.
Okay.
And the reason is that it's very close to your large arteries here, like your carotid, and also close to your lymphatic system. So you got a lot of lymph nodes and a lot of blood flow here. So it will get somewhat into your system this way. And 1 to 2 drops is the equivalent of 60 milligrams, which is a medical dosage of a oil when you look at the studies.
A couple of questions. One, you mentioned stress and how the essential oils affect our mood, affect our stress. What are some of the common physical problems that people have today that come from stress?
I mean, I could name almost every condition, but let me give the most prominent ones. You know, hormone imbalance is going to be very, very high, because the way it works is if cortisol gets off, then that impacts insulin, that impacts your other hormones. So there's no doubt that hormonal issues are probably the biggest thing that's affected by stress. After that, it's going to be digestive issues are going to be very, very common as well. And then you're going to have, I mean, again, it's so numerous, because when you impact cortisol and that hormone, and that impacts insulin, which is going to impact your blood sugar.
Yeah.
Again, hormones and digestion are the biggest, but it's also immunity is big.
Okay.
Sleep is big, like insomnia. Mm-hmm. I mean, thyroid issues. I mean, there's a lot.
So it's like diabetes.
That's right.
High blood pressure. Hypertension,
absolutely.
Right?
That's right.
Even things like fibromyalgia?
That's right. Chronic pain is going to exacerbate infections, Lyme disease. I mean, there's a lot.
Any inflammation related?
Of course.
Why? Here's the other question. Are we just being controlled by drug companies in that we want to medicate these things with drugs instead of going backwards and going, okay, what's causing the stress, which is causing the inflammation, which is causing all the health issues?
Our country, more than anything, when we look at false idols, is materialism, and it's mammon. I mean, it's the god of money. And it drives our country more than anything in terms of false idols. And so when you look at that, most people are pharmaceutical companies, big agricultural companies. They're primarily driven for profit. Mm-hmm. And so for them, they can't make money off of telling you, hey, go and read your Bible and focus on the healing power of Christ in your life and focus on prayer. I mean, historically, if you would go to a church and you would have these issues, they would tell you, you know, spend time in prayer, have other people pray for you, meditate, read God's word. Mm. I mean, all the things, you know, believe, you know, build your faith. I mean, these things are healing for you. Or again, it talks about somewhat using essential oils and dietary practices and lifestyle. I mean, those are the things the Bible talks about. It's really hard to make money off of those things. Mm-hmm. And so what people tend to do, again, these large companies, is they tend to, you know, move your eyes from Christ onto a pill or something like that.
Something temporary instead of getting to the root of the problem.
That's right.
And I think that's what we are always doing in America, it seems. And even the root of the problem, could it also be unforgiveness in my life?
That's right.
Could it be these other things that I'm really hanging on to that is also keeping me from fully healing in areas of my life?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I absolutely agree. Every different emotion impacts a different organ system. And so if we can instead follow the Bible's recommendations for healing, we will actually get to the root of the issue.
Absolutely.
All right. Real quickly, there are recipes in here.
Yeah.
Including recipes for desserts. Yeah.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I mean, we have recipes for everything from, now, my wife made these peppermint patties, absolutely delicious.
Oh,
so we've got a lot of great recipes in there. And the recipes are both food recipes and also body care recipes. Like, if you wanted to make your own homemade deodorant or anti-aging serum for your skin, we have those in there as well.
What chapter is that?
This
the anti-aging?
Right here.
It's in there. It's in there.
Page 430 of the peppermint patties.
There we go.
And I got to tell you, look, coconut oil.
Yep.
Honey, peppermint essential oil, and my favorite, dark chocolate.
That's
Yum.
It. Four ingredients. That's the other thing. They're super simple in the book. Yeah,
I love it. And you know, the practicality of this is so helpful. And to go back to the source of so many of our trouble, and go let's not just deal with the symptoms, let's actually cure the problem.
Yes.
Right.
I think it's huge. You're seeing wonderful results with this.
We are. Yeah. You know, I think when people are able to, what happens in Western medicine today is most people go see their doctor and they say, here's a pill and you have to live with this condition the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Right.
Versus instead saying, you know what? God gave me an amazing ability to heal. He put this healing power inside my body that sort of runs my body without, I don't have to think about breathing oxygen or doing any of these things. Yes. And our bodies want to heal. We just tend to need to change the environment and everything from, of course, number one, connecting with God and prayer and these things, they actually change our internal environment. People don't realize how our thoughts actually impact our physical body. And there are things like things that we eat, essential oils, all of those things that actually impact our thoughts and our mind, which can then affect our body.
Yeah, one of my college roommates from Oral Roberts University years ago is a doctor, and I think is an internist. Is that the right
yeah,
term?
Okay. Yeah. Internal medicine.
Internal
yeah.
medicine, right. And I was asking him about some things one day at lunch, and he goes, look, here's the dirty little secret. You'll hear people say, oh, I did this and I got better, or I did this and I got better. And sometimes we give people things that aren't going to hurt them because right here,
yeah,
they think they'll get better if they just get this thing. And it goes to right what you're saying. God created our bodies to heal.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just need to believe that. And I'm not against medicine. You know, if I need medicine, I'll get medicine.
Yeah.
But man, what a great opportunity to go, okay, I'll take the natural remedy over the drug any day of the week.
Yeah.
And if it works, buddy, we're golden,
well,
right?
Most people don't realize that there isn't a single drug that doesn't deplete a nutrient from your body. I'll give you an example. This is going to shock some people. I believe the number one cause of hypothyroidism today are birth control pills.
Really?
There's a study that shows that if women take birth control for a long term, up to 10 years, it increases your risk of having hypothyroidism by around 287%.
Wow.
And then antibiotic drugs do. And the reason is that, think about it, birth control depletes the body of vitamin B1, B2, B3, B6, B12, B9, and selenium and magnesium and good bacteria. So when you deplete all those, now the body can't create thyroid hormones properly. And there's a lot of women that don't, there's some women are gonna be thinking about, well, I took birth control and I have hypothyroidism, and they're gonna start putting two and two together. Now the good news is there's things they can start to do to replenish those nutrients, and they can actually reverse it. But most women have never been told that they have to have all those nutrients in order to start. And there's a lot of conditions like that. Mm. I mean, a lot of the sleep medications, a lot of antidepressants, a lot of, just blood pressure medications, these all have a negative impact. And we might read on the label, oh, it may cause rashes or something else, but it doesn't say it depletes our body of all of these nutrients. Mm-hmm. Metformin with diabetes depletes your body of vitamin B12. Mm. So there's, the great thing is essential oils, herbs, food, prayer, none of those have those side effects.
Mm. All right.
What I take away from this is that there's hope.
Yeah.
That there is hope.
Yes.
For the person that's been given the diagnosis today that says this is all it's ever going to be for you, and you just feel defeated and you feel without, and you feel a lack of, like, there is hope for you. And Dr. Axe, I mean, this is what I feel today. Yes, there is hope. And maybe this is a place to start. You know, I love bringing you on a show like this, so we get to talk, and you're giving us tools. You're giving me tools to know how I can fight back something, how I can fight back my thyroid issues. And I could actually turn this around with God's help. I could heal this, which is incredible. And you can heal so many things with the power of God standing by your side, breathing in your direction today. This is a great start. Thank you for this.
Yeah. Wow. We want to send this to you. We want you to get Natural Remedies, Ancient Nutrition by Dr. Josh Axe, as well as Jordan Rubin and Ty Bollinger. We will send this to you today when you will help us reach out and meet the needs of some other people who are having oftentimes serious health issues. Watch this and you'll see how, and then be sure to request your copy of Natural Remedies.
Earth, often referred to as the Blue Planet due to its vast oceans that cover over two-thirds of the globe. Yet only 3% of the entire Earth's water is considered fresh. The scarcity of fresh water is one of the main reasons that women and children in remote areas are forced to collect water from unsafe sources.
I'm here in South Sudan where we just got through speaking with a mother named Mary. Mary came from a very distant village to here because of this water source. She considered this a good water source because in her village, she had no water. What Mary didn't realize is that this water that is here is actually toxic to her children. And she's lost two children from waterborne illness now. And as heartbreaking as it is, this water is better than no water. But this water will kill them. With your help, we can make a difference. With your help with Water for Life, we can assure this village is, and villages like what Mary came from, will not have to worry about waterborne illness. They can have fresh, clean water, the Water for Life.
That little guy, Randy, it gives me so much joy because there's so much life in that moment to see that rig going in there, to see that drill going into the ground and knowing that soon after, sometimes it's soon, sometimes I've seen that it's taken days, but eventually they will hit fresh, clean water. And to know that for the rest of their lives, that entire village is going to be thriving and growing, not just being provided water, but truly being provided life in Jesus, knowing that He is their source, that He is the one that brought them that life. We are just ambassadors and we just get to be a part of it. And that's the beauty of it, Randy, is knowing truly that we all get to be a part of that moment.
Could not see the pictures and hear the stories that we hear if we didn't know that we could do something. And, you know, like that poor mother, she found out the hard way that the water wasn't safe. Mm-hmm. And you think, you know, well, we should educate them. Yes, we can and we do. Or maybe they should boil the water or they should filter water. And they try so many of those things. Let's just give them clean water.
Yes.
Let's just give them water that they can drink and not have to worry about it. We know this works because over the years, we're getting up over 8,000, close to 9,000 wells now.
Incredible.
But this year, right now, our goal is 350 wells in 20 nations. We're only going to meet that if people just like you step up and say, yes, I want to be a part of Water for Life. I don't want that mother to have to find out the hard way. I don't want them to have to go through the trouble of trying to even find something to filter water or to boil water with. It's just so much simpler to go in and say, here's clean drinking water. Mm-hmm. Be blessed.
Yes.
You can bless someone today. You can bless many people today. Let me give you the breakdown real quick. The average well costs on about $4,800, and it varies depending on the location, the soil, the transportation. There are a lot of factors in there, but when we look at the whole program and we average it out, $4,800 on average, we'll drill a well. That well will last for about 70 years because we do a really good job of it. Not all wells are the same. We put in a quality well that's going to last for basically a generation. We call it a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And that well will, on average, service about 1,000 people. People literally come from all over. And I know, Tammy, you've seen, it becomes a congregation point.
Yes, I've been there.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's
We've
so
gone back
awesome.
Years later and
yes.
seen that. Your gift today of $48 will basically provide water for a lifetime for 10 people. That's how simple it is. A gift of $144 will provide that same fresh, clean drinking water for 30 people. Some of you can provide a whole well. I've known people that have been able to provide multiple wells. We're just asking that you do what God puts on your heart. Mm-hmm.
We're asking that you be a part of the solution to a very real problem, but one that we can make a difference. And Tammy,
yeah.
I want to see more joy like that little child.
I know, and it's possible. We know it's possible. It's only possible when God's people come together and actually just start building something together. So this is our chance to build something great for these people, for the kingdom of God. So go online, go to your phone, and give the very best gift you can give today. Whatever God's laying on your heart, then give.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Cobert's new book, Spiritual Health Zone. Discover the key to living in divine health as you find a roadmap to adding joy, peace, and years to your life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the He Restores My Soul candle set. This decorative candle and match set will inspire you to remember the restoring presence of Jesus, the true light of the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, inspired by Revelation 5:5. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I hope you're going online and giving the very best gift that you can give. Whatever God has laid on your heart to do and to give today, just do it. Don't hesitate. It will make an eternal difference in the lives of so many people beyond what you could even imagine today. And for whatever gift that you can give today, we want to send you Natural Remedies, Ancient Nutrition. You are going to love it. It's going to change your whole life. It's going to be so great. As we are changing the lives of so many that need it today, we're going to help change your life too. Josh, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What a gift you are to us, to the body of Christ, to the medical field, to so many. Thankful for you today and thankful for you. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Life Today.
Tomorrow, James and Betty share how their calling and purpose intertwines with your calling and purpose.
That's what we're doing together, and we're not going to stop.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.